SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has paused his tariffs on most nations while jacking up the tax rate on Chinese imports to 125%. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president explained that more than 75 countries have contacted the U.S. government for trade talks since the announcement of his reciprocal tariffs.
I did a 90-day pause for the people that didn't retaliate because I told them if you retaliate, we're going to double it. And that's what I did with China, because they did retaliate.
He also said he was monitoring the bond market and thought people were getting a bit yippy, afraid. The president's pause on some tariffs sent stocks sharply higher. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A tech giant says it's slowing some of its data center projects.
Microsoft has announced it's pausing some of its data center construction, including a $1 billion project in Ohio. The company says it's halting early stage projects on land it owns in Licking County, Ohio, outside of Columbus. Microsoft hasn't said what other projects it has slowed, but in late December, it revealed it was pausing the later phases of a large data center project in Wisconsin. Microsoft still plans to spend more than $80 billion globally to expand its AI infrastructure this fiscal year, which ends in June. The company says it intends to allocate investments to stay aligned with business priorities and customer demand. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump says that Israel would be the leader of a potential military strike against Iran if Tehran doesn't give up its nuclear weapons program. Mr. Trump made the comments on Wednesday ahead of this weekend's scheduled talks involving U.S. and Iranian officials. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 2,962 points today. This is SRN News. Older Christians are more faithful than younger ones.
According to a poll conducted by the Pew Research Center, 58% of believers who are senior citizens say they pray every day, versus just 27% of 18 to 24-year-olds. Christians who are 74 and up are also about twice as likely as young believers to show up at church at least once a month. The Pew report also reveals that while 80% of all seniors self-identify as Christians, only 46% of Generation Z do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Pakistan's on the rise again. A new update from Human Rights Report Pakistan indicates in the first 3 months of this year, there have been a surge in murders, beatings, abductions, forced conversions, and forced marriages. Jeff King of International Christian Concern says this is not an aberration. It's a grotesque culmination of centuries of state-sanctioned brutality and indifference. This is SRN News. Iran's public rhetoric is softening ahead of key talks later this week with the U.S.
Iran's president again has pledged his nation is not after a nuclear bomb, dangling the prospect of direct American investment in the Islamic Republic if the countries can reach a deal. The comments made by reformist president Masoud Pezeshkian are a departure from Iran's previous stance after its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, in which Tehran sought to buy American airplanes, but in effect barred U.S. companies from coming into the country. Such a new business proposal could draw the interest of President Donald Trump. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German election winner Friedrich Merz has sealed a deal to form a new government that aims to spur economic growth, ramp up defense spending, take a tougher approach to migration, and catch up on long-neglected modernization. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.